Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Caller mentioned this earlier, and it's so true. As I watch the NBA playoffs, there is a level of depression I face because you realize how far away both the Knicks and Nets are to competing with any of these teams.
You know what? I have so little confidence in the Knicks situation that it doesn't even bother me anymore. You know, I watch the playoffs because, you know, to me, the NBA now is all about the playoffs. I mean, you know, yeah, you know, with my team in a regular season is the garbage that they are. You know, I can't really get pumped up until the playoffs. And now I'm watching the playoffs. I mean, I watched a lot of the Philly game last night. You know, I was watching the Mets. I didn't see any of Cleveland. He didn't miss anything. They beat him by 30.
You missed DeMar DeRozan getting ejected.
Oh, did he get ejected last night?
For a flagrant
foul. Does Dwayne Casey get fired now? Or what?
You know, that's a really good question, Joe, because Dwayne Casey, there's a very good chance that he's going to win Coach of the Year. And okay. So there's a chance then that the Raptors decide to blow it up, which I would understand. And so they would fire the reigning coach of the year.
Well,
but here's what I would do if I'm the Raptors, because I think it's deeper than Casey, who's actually a very good head coach. Very good head coach. I think if I am the Raptors organization, if I'm Ujiri, I look at this roster and I say to myself, is this it? Is this as far as they can go? But here's the key question I would ask myself. This is a very important question. And that's, is it a Cleveland thing? Or is it an everybody thing? And what I mean by that is, let's say LeBron left. Let's say he went to the Lakers.
Right.
Do you believe that this team could beat the Boston Celtics? Do you believe that this team could beat the Philadelphia 76ers? I don't know the answer to that anymore. Maybe they are just a gutless paper team. Maybe they are.
See, I don't.
Or maybe it's a LeBron thing.
I see. I look at them as, I told you this over and over again. They don't. They have B level. Their two best players are B level players. They're not A level players.
They're stars, not superstars.
Right.
Fair.
And to me, that's not good enough. You know. I mean, really, it's not now. Obviously, Boston right now has, I don't know what you want. I mean, look, I don't know.
Well,
what
they don't have a superstar.
But I don't know what they're going to be. I mean, Jason Tatum could be. Rozier certainly is
right,
playing
but not,
like
but
one.
But right now they
don't.
Right.
They don't have that guy. You're 100% right. So, but I mean, there's still young guys that are developing, whereas how much better are DeRozan and Lowry going to get?
They're not. And DeMar DeRozan, who I like, I think he's a good dude. He revealed how he's battled depression.
Right.
And so I think
right.
he's an inspirational
he's a good
guy.
Player.
But with all of that said, let's give you the blunt truth. He was terrible in this series.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And I thought that foul he committed late was not worthy of being ejection worthy, but I did think it was a guy who was frustrated.
Of course.
It was a guy who was like,
they're going to get swept. They're going to lose to Cleveland again. They're done. It's over.
I think you've got two options if you're the Raptors. Three options. All right. And you tell me which one you would do if you're a Raptor fan. Number one is stay the course. And that's say to yourself, look, if LeBron leaves, we believe we can compete with Boston, Philadelphia. Mm. Let's stay the course. That's option one. Option two is blow the whole thing up and rebuild,
right.
which is depressing, but you can do it. Option three, and I heard Isola mention this morning on his radio show, and I think it's a great idea. I don't think he went this far with it, but the idea that I kind of edit from him is I call up the Spurs and I offer DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard. Mm. That's what I would
okay.
do. Because think about this, if you're the Spurs.
That's a good move if you can do that.
If you're the Spurs, you got to think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard may be gone in a year.
No, I could see that.
And if you're the Raptors, don't you kind of have to take that risk and say, all right, let's try something different?
Look, I also think it depends on what ownership thinks. Do I want to be a consistent playoff team, but I'm never winning the championship? Or do I want to eventually win a championship?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The thing I don't.
What do you want to be?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of owners just want to be good.
Well, that's what I mean.
Right.
So they're good. But they're not good enough.
But here's the question, and I don't know the answer to it. I think I know where you would lean on it, and that's, is this a Cleveland LeBron problem, or is this a just beating anybody problem?
Yeah, I think it's beyond Cleveland LeBron.
Okay, then you got to do something.
That's me.
Then you got to do something.
Yeah, and if you can do Kawhi certainly is a step up from DeRozan. I mean, if you could do that trade, I mean, yeah.
And I think what you do if you're the Raptors is you know you're risking that Kawhi may leave at the end of the year. But you got to just throw it against the wall.
I completely agree with that.
You got to try.
Yep.
And that's the thing about the Raptors, because I got to tell you, the reason why I was so surprised is that they made adjustments this year. They were a different team this year. They played a different brand of basketball, and it worked. They won a ton of regular season games. They had home court advantage. They looked legitimate. But despite all those changes, the core, I guess, is still rotten.
Yeah, well.
And TNT put this up, and it's amazing. It is amazing. And what they did is in this series, they took the combined numbers of the backcourt, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan versus LeBron James. And LeBron outplayed both of them combined.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Which is a testament to his greatness, but a testament to how those two guys didn't come to play.
Yeah, well.
And you're right. They're stars, but they're not superstars.
No, they're B-level guys. You know, they don't have that A guy. You know, all these other teams, and we'll see. You know, look, Boston, when they're completely healthy, is going to have the A guy. Maybe two A guys if you're looking at Irving and Hayward. You know, Philly's going to have A guys. Embiid and Simmons are on their way to being A-level guys. You know, Toronto doesn't have that.
I'm not convinced, by the way, Gordon Hayward's an A-level guy.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying maybe he could be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think Tatum,
I give him a possibility.
I think Tatum could be. And if Kyrie's healthy, he would be.
Okay.
And you're right about the potential of Simmons and Embiid.
Yep.
So if you're a Raptor fan, if this is you, okay, it's like the 90s all over again. This is you. What would you do? You just try to change things but stay competitive?
Look, if you could get Kawhi for DeRozan, that would be, okay, let's do that and let's go from there and see what happens. Again, I think it depends on ownership. Do you want to be a consistent playoff team?
Yeah, but as a fan, what would you do? Forget ownership because they all care about money. You are a fan. You experience something not...
I think you got to start to look to go in a different direction. That's
knock it all down.
Yeah, I think you do.
It's tough.
But that's what I mean. I mean, you want to be that team that's never going to quite get there, but you're going to be good. You're going to win your 50-plus games. You're going to be in the playoffs. Maybe you're going to win a round. Maybe you might even win two rounds if you get the right matchups.
Right.
But you're never getting over the championship hump.
You know why I would take that description you just laid out? Because the world of rebuild in the NBA is a scary place.
Of course.
And
I understand
you see the Knicks. You see the Nets. Look at the Magic. How long have the Magic been rebuilding?
Yeah, no, I understand.
How long?
But we know how difficult it is to get good in this league.
That's why I wouldn't change from being good. I would just tinker.
Yeah,
that's what I would do. And if the end result is they're winning 50 games every year and getting knocked out, trust me, you experienced it. You know what it's like. At least you're relevant.
You know
what,
though?
At least you're playing playoff basketball.
I will say this, though. Those Knicks teams, though, to me, were better than the Raptors. I mean,
I agree with you. They got the finals.
They did get the finals a couple times. You know, they did have to go through Michael, or you know, most of the time.
No, they're going through LeBron.
Yeah, I understand. That's true. No, you're 100% right. No, you're right about that.
I'm not saying it's a perfect comparison. I'm just saying you have, and me to a degree, we've experienced being good but not being good enough.
Right.
And right now, if you look at the last 3 years, their roadblock has been LeBron.
LeBron, yeah.
That's been the roadblock. So... that's why I asked the question, is it them?
Or even with that, though, you got to give me more than getting blown out in four games here.
I mean,
let's be honest. I mean, I know game one, they should have won that game. They lose it in overtime. What they did in game two, I mean, you got to give me better than that.
Oh, completely.
I mean, come on, at home, that's a game you got to win. Right. And to give me the performance you gave me, the only time I really, outside of game one, where, they were right there in game one, and they lost a brutal game, even though they should have won it. The only time they really show me any pulse was making a run late in game three to get close again, and then they wound up losing anyway.
Yeah. No, you're
right. That's it.
So here is their five-year run that they've been on. Their first year of the run, they lost to my team in a seventh game at home, which they're learning.
Okay.
Let's give them a break.
Okay.
The second year was a disaster. They lost in the first round via a sweep at the hands of the Washington Wizards. Then the year after that, they lose to Cleveland. It was 2-2, and the Cavs won the final two games of the series.
Right.
Then last year, they get swept by Cleveland, and this year they get swept by Cleveland.
So what is that? So what did they lose? They lost 10 straight
to the
Cavs. LeBron.
Yeah, 10
in
straight.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. So if you look at the net year and the Wizard year and say, they're young and they're learning, let's just put that to the side. The last 3 years in which they've won 50-plus games has all been about not getting past LeBron James.
Yeah.
That's why there is a part of me, if I was a Raptor fan, that just wonder, if we don't have to go through them anymore because LeBron took his talents to L.A., can we win an Eastern Conference title?
Even the Knicks were giving Michael tougher series than that.
Well,
they took him to 7-1 year.
Yes, you
were.
The
one year they were up 2-0, they went at least 6, even though they blew the series. They did lose to him in 5 later on after that.
No, you did.
But Toronto's got to give you better than that.
I agree.
You know?
I think the fact that they would... The fact they got swept this year.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And like I said, I mean, the fact that they basically were not competitive in two games.
And they won 59 games.
Right,
they won 59 freaking games. Yeah. They were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They had everything.
Yeah.
And they blew it.
How many do you give? Because you got to figure, you know, Boston's going to close it out here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could see Philly maybe winning even in Boston again.
Yeah, maybe it'll
Boston,
get interesting.
Boston will close it out. How many games you give them against this?
One. I'll give them one.
That's it?
Yeah. I think the Cavs are taking off. I think LeBron's on a mission. They're going to be well rested.
Yeah.
Kevin Love is playing a hell of a lot better. J.R. Smith is playing a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
And I just think talent-wise, the Cavs are better. But here's what the Celtics have that the Raptors don't. The Raptors looked afraid.
Yeah.
They were scared.
The Celtics will not be.
Nah, they're young. They're like, let's go. Let's see what happens. Where's LeBron at? Who is the guy who was caught saying that in Boston? Where's LeBron at? They're already looking ahead to Cleveland. But I think the Cavs would win in five.
Yeah.
So after all of that, the Cavs will be back in the NBA finals.
Well, of course.
LeBron will be back in the NBA finals.
How many games you give Houston? Houston,
that one could go seven.
You think it goes seven?
Yeah, why not? We've seen the
Warriors.
Houston
has the home court here, right?
They'd have to win a game seven in Houston.
They better win game one.
The Rockets, you mean?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, you don't want
the
Warriors.
They better win game one.
You don't want the Warriors coming in there taking game one.
I'll say the same for Boston. If Boston has any ideas about making this a series, they better win game one.
Well, more so for them. It's in their
right.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, Houston's at home too, right?
Yeah, but I think the Rockets are probably most looked as equal footing to Golden State, while the Celtics are trying to pull off a big
upset. I can't say that. Houston, to me, is not equal footing because this is a two-time championship team that's been in three straight finals.
Only equal footing in
I don't see that.
Only equal footing in that they had a great regular season. They won 65 games.
Okay.
They're healthy. They're not missing key pieces the way the Celtics are. I mean, the Celtics were a team. They had a very nice regular season. They're without some of their best players.
No, I understand that.
I think they're clearly a bigger
underdog. But I still got to see. I mean, we saw what happened, how feeble Harden was last year, you know, in the playoffs at the end in a winner-take-all game. I don't know. I mean,
I think the Warriors will beat them, and I feel the same way about James Harden. I just mean it's much more closer series than on the other end.
Yes, I would agree with
that. That's the only way I look at it. But, yeah, I expect Golden State-Cleveland part four. That's what I expect.
Yeah.
More your calls.
Which we've never seen. Four straight years with the same teams in a final.
And that's amazing because you look through NBA history, there have been so many of these matchups that we've seen over and over again. We've never seen four.
I'm very surprised Boston and the Lakers did not play four straight times back in the 60s.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Never happened.
Yeah.
So it'd be NBA history.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.